Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 4, and I'm Mike D, alongside my boy Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What up?
And your boy's here. What up, Alex?
Hey, yo.
Hey, it's nice to be back at the table. And I want to say a big thank you to everyone. We launched an Extra Laces episode with our friend Sean Collard earlier this week, just to give you a little taste of what's going on in the world of sneakers. I think it went really well. What do you think, Chris?
I think so. It was very off-the-cuff type of...
spur of the moment?
Yeah. But we felt like there was a lot to say about this particular event that happened last... Was it still last Thursday?
Technically, it is. Yeah, still so, last Thursday.
Anyways, there was so much to talk about. It was a big announcement. It's weird for us to, like, kind of just, like, pop up and go. And just let's do a podcast.
Yeah, like Chris sent me a message. Hey, what are you doing on Saturday?
So nothing. The whole let's recording process... happens right away, but then it still launches like when we decide to launch it.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But I think launching on the Monday was a good idea. Great idea.
Yeah, to keep all the listeners on their toes.
Exactly.
So, I'm like, oh man, I got to catch up. I got to listen to the first, the regular episode before I listen to the Extra Laces episode.
Of course. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to our last episode, the Extra Laces episode. It was awesome. And we talked about the Future of Flight event that went down in L.A. If you don't know about it, you'll find out in that episode. Go check it out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good episode. This is going to be a great episode, too. But let's start off the podcast like we always do, and that's with what we wore on feet today. Alex, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore my Belugas 2.0.
Ooh.
Went with the Yeezys outside, no boots. And that was a bad decision. But
wait, why was it a bad decision?
Because I left the house and it was like icy outside, so there's no snow, no nothing.
Dry but icy.
And then all of a sudden tonight, snowstorm. This happening right now.
Here we are so talking about the weather.
I know we don't care about wearing our shoes in the snow, but low key I do. So so it's fine. I'll give them a quick cute cleanup when I get home.
A little brush.
It's fine.
So it's the fact that they get dirty that's
it's
an
the
issue?
Calcium
the, oh, cal- the salt
the calcium gets
yeah
because like I like last winter I've worn my bread Yeezys
or black and red
black and red sorry Yeezys a lot in the winter and the sole is very like it has now more like gray vibes to it more than black, so I know that you kind of have to be careful wearing them in the snow.
No, for sure.
And of course, you don't care.
Now, a lot of people, but a lot of our listeners won't get what we're talking about because a lot of our listeners in the States, and they don't have like these salty roads and stuff like we do up here in Canada, you know?
Well, some parts of
some
the
parts,
just don't have snow.
Northern
at all,
states, so, yeah. That's what I mean. It's like you don't know that struggle, but they got like sand and stuff down there. So that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, what'd you wear on feet?
I knew that we had a Jordan episode like the last, so Monday, a couple of days ago. And so I wanted to push on some three stripes. So I put on some Yeezys as well.
Nice.
Because I did know that Alex was wearing Yeezys because of his IG.
Mm.
Sometimes I check out your IGs, guys.
Thanks, bro.
And
see what you're up to.
I was like, okay, let's see. I'll wear my Yeezys and maybe without us speaking to each other, we will all be wearing Yeezys today.
So Mike.
So we're just waiting on Mike to see if he completes the triangle.
I strongly encourage you to lie.
Okay. I did not wear Yeezys. Sorry. But Alex, I did see your IG picture and it was fire.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Thanks, bro.
But today on feet, I wore my EQT Support 9316.
Well, at least it's Boost and it's it's Adidas. So.
I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
It's cool. Halfway
it's cool.
There.
It's cool.
Yeah, I actually had a guy who just started working at our office. He asked me because I walked in. I freshly cleaned them too, and they're the all white pair.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, "Yo, those Yeezys?" I'm like, "No, man. You'll know when I'm wearing Yeezys."
Yeah.
So shout out to that guy. I think his name's David. Anyways, let's move on. Guys, what's going on in the world of sneakers? Did anyone pick up anything over the past?
Ooh. I did.
You're so like nonchalant about it. I like this. Yes. It's going to be like a low-key heater.
I got two things. So in the spur of my hunt for runners, like running sneakers, like actual running shoes, I found on eBay an auction, not an auction, like it was a buy it now for a very cheap price.
Okay.
It's a shoe from 2004 called Rotterdam 2. It's a Climacool Rotterdam 2.
That's cool, man.
And it's an actual running shoe from 2004. And it has like that very old, like running essence sneakers type of like early 2000.
Okay.
Like Temper Run vibes, basically.
All right.
So I have it in the bag. I can show it to you guys later.
Ooh.
It's very funky. And it was very cheap, like with duties and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It ended up being very cheap. So I'm super happy about that. My staff was like a bit on the fence. They're like, it looks like a, it doesn't look like a dad shoe. It looks like a grandpa shoe. And I was like, still look very good. So
yeah, exactly.
I'll show it to you guys. You guys make your opinion about it if you want. And also got the crazy level one, the Boost You Wear one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm.
Very so nice.
Very, very excited about that. And maybe we can look at it deeper maybe next week or in a future episode. Because I don't have it with me.
Oh,
but first feel is very comfortable. They're super, super, super cool. They're dropping worldwide on the 15th of February.
Nice.
So it's going to be very cool.
So everything about the shoe you're very happy with. The Boost is nice.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Knit
crazy,
is crazy, nice.
Crazy, no pun. Crazy. It's
that's true, eh? Crazy,
it's amazing.
No pun.
The lacing system is very cool. The silhouette, like the white lining on the upper, makes it like very, very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And just the outsole, the little details. That's
just different.
Feature wear little logo on the top. On the tip of the outsole is super fun. So I'm excited to see what they come out with that specific silhouette. This one's called Level 1. So I'm assuming there's going to be a Level 2. There has to be.
Levels.
Or they could jump to Level 5 right away.
This is the lesser of all of them that are coming out.
But so I'm very excited about this new franchise. It's super cool.
Now, do you think that this silhouette will be very popular in like NBA or anything like that? Do you think it'll be like a banger like, say, the Crazy Light Boost?
I think it splits the line or straddles the line between performance and lifestyle. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
although Swaggy P already wore his pet, that's Nick Young.
Yeah.
For those
that guy will wear anything on the court.
State. Yeah. He wore some 750s.
Exactly. So he'll wear anything.
He wore Yeezy 750s, but he wore his pair. His pair was different. It had the gold piping.
Okay. Very nice.
Which I am disappointed is not on the general release pair, unless they have plans to do like.
They will be releasing this pair, but only in LA for 747 for the All-Star weekend.
All-Star,
so it's going to be an LA exclusive.
Yeah. So, it's for those who don't know what Feet You Wear is, it was a campaign/technology that. How long ago?
It's
very long ago.
Mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
It was like subsequent to EQT, basically.
Oh,
it was
okay.
It was like the little brother of EQT, if we could say. Like, let's make it easy.
So, and,
Feet
You Wear, it's basically exactly what it means. It's supposed to mimic what wearing, like being barefoot.
Okay.
Looks like. Like, so the sole, the outsole, if you look at the bottom of the shoe, looks like the bottom of a foot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
So you have your points of contact, that little space in between, like the forefoot
is,
and
yeah.
your heel, and then your heel point there.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like basically what feet you wear. And then they have like a very smart logo, right?
Yeah.
The logo is basically the two, like the forefoot area. If you're looking at the bottom of your foot, the forefoot, those that the whole line there where you have pressure points, those are the eyes. The heel is like the mouth, and then your toes are his hair.
There's a lot of like Bart Simpson vibes.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. That's cool. I gotta see a picture of that.
Super
one
cool.
of my favorite concepts. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see a picture of that outsole.
It's coming.
Text it.
And it's cool that I find it works well with today's like trends.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. Yeah,
like totally
something different.
Cut up outsole.
Yeah,
very and what used to be, I don't know, their innovation has become like, hey, people that don't know, it's like, whoa, this is cool again. This is cool again. Yeah, so
that's cool. Very cool. Did you pick up anything lately?
Yes.
Ooh.
Did I tell you guys about my Canada Got Soul crew neck?
No, we haven't talked about it.
Well, Canada Got Soul, well, you might have heard or you might have seen Canada Got Soul had a small little project with Champion.
Yeah.
The brand we love for their crew necks, their joggers and hoodies, all sweats type thing. Very
comfort vibes.
Very cozy. They put out a crew neck with Champion on the chest, right where the center of the chest, I guess where your Iron Man.
I don't know what they call that.
Laser beam would come out of
that power thing.
Boom, right there, right in the sternum is their logo that's embroidered.
Nice.
So you know it's serious.
Good
right?
stuff. Yeah.
That and on the.
Your arm?
Your arm. Right after the cuff of your wrist, there's the little Champion logo.
Ah,
it comes
subtle.
In a gray. Like a heather gray, I guess. So how this all went down is they announced that they were going to have a release. If anyone knows, Canada Got Soul releases are always special. They try to make it. So they don't reveal too much info in case some people want to trick the system and buy out all their stock or whatnot. They want to be very fair. So the idea was at 8 p.m., you go on their site, CanadaGotSoul.com, and on the site are instructions on how to purchase.
Yeah.
So because of that, so I was like, and I'll be totally, this is the true story. I hit up one of the Canada Got Soul guys and I'm like, hey, your crew neck, can I get one?
Mm-hmm.
Like without having to go through the release process because we're friends, you know? And he's like, I really love to, but we promised everyone that it would be fair.
Yep. They do it right.
And so I'm like, oh, absolutely. I get it. Like
respect.
Totally. Yeah, respect. And then I felt embarrassed for asking them. But you know, sometimes you just want something so bad, and I'm like, I'm just gonna put my pride aside,
maybe,
and then ask them. So I did ask. We're homies. We're straight up with each other, so we could talk like that. He's like, oh, yeah, da 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 da. If you want, you just have to wait for the release info, you know. Mm-hmm. So there was no preferential treatment, which I totally respect.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I'm like, ooh, one, I really want it. Two, I've already embarrassed myself.
Now I have to get
it. Exactly. So three, I really have to get it now because if I've embarrassed myself and I don't get the crew neck, it's like super fail on top of fail.
Yeah.
Right?
Double L.
So the day I set an alarm on my phone for the release, like 7:52, so that gotta go on the computer because I didn't want to be on my phone. I wanted to be on the computer.
Of course.
I get in front of the computer and I'm hitting refresh like a mofo, waiting for the information to come out. And 8 p.m., boom, on their site, they have the instructions on how to purchase. I follow the instructions and I'm fumbling through like the procedure, like what I'm supposed to do. Because there's one line that says, it says, type your address. So I type my whole address on that one line. And then I look at the second line, it says city. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
I'm supposed to put street, then city, then province, then, you know. So
it's
like, fuck. So I'm like deleting, rewriting stuff. And I'm making sure that all my info is like properly written out. And I send and I'm like, you don't know that you got it until you get an email response. So yeah, it was really nerve-wracking. Like even on like shoe releases, you just try to add to cart and you know right away whether it's a winner or a loser.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
This, I just, you had to wait. I didn't have to wait long, but just the fact that it was like, I don't know how many people are trying to get it. I don't know how many people are trying to get my size. I don't know how much stock they have.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many emails they have to process. So I'm like, I'm just sitting there waiting. And then I start refreshing my email inbox, you know? And eventually I got the confirmation and I'm like, yes, like it's like cool. It's
amazing.
Like, it was different from a shoe purchase, kind of the same, but this was something, you know, like if you miss out on a shoe purchase,
yeah,
there'll be another model.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Or you can find that shoe later.
Yeah. Elsewhere.
Maybe resell, maybe eBay, maybe some. This is,
no one's going to wear this
on eBay, no, man.
One and done.
Once they get it, they keep it. And I know the guys are always like, Canada Outsole guys will say, well, they'll put out some more gear. But sometimes the first run is different from the second run.
Yep.
You don't know. So
they do things right.
Yeah. It was cool. Right. So I got it. I got it in the mail finally, and it was great.
Amazing.
It was super cool.
How long did it take you to get that confirmation email? I just want to know how long
minutes.
You were. Oh, okay.
I'm not.
Oh,
wow. I know, because I was checking it.
But refresh, it was like, refresh.
Yeah. So, that was cool.
No,
that whole release was cool.
They definitely do it right. I know they were posting on their Instagram stories and stuff.
Oh,
that all of them huddled around a table.
Doing
telling
live
you
stories.
Exactly. Yeah. Telling you exactly what's going on.
Oh, no. It wasn't 8 o'clock on their... Was it 8 o'clock on their site? Yes, it was 8 o'clock on their site. But in their stories, they were giving extra info, just specifications on what to do. Mm. Like, so
basically, it was cool. Rules. Rules of engagement.
Yeah, super but cool. I was trying to look at the stories while looking at their website at the same time. So I was like, you know, it was like, yeah, it was cool.
Nice. But it's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. It fits just right. So I'm very happy about that as well.
Perfect.
In case people are wondering, I took a large. So if you lucked out on a large, maybe I took it.
I texted Chris the other day. I'm like, yo, what size do you get? I just want to know fit-wise.
Yeah. Yeah,
eventually for when I
I washed it already. Like I washed it the next day.
Nice.
Like just so that I can wear it as
you're ready to go.
Yeah. And so that's awesome. Was one of my. I also picked up a pair of metallic green Jordan 1.
Oh, is that the one with the Jumpman on the back heel?
Yeah. So it's okay. A mid. It's the green metallic, the official color sea green. So people might know it for sea green. I think it was released in 2009, possibly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's 2009. Part of the metallic pack back in the day. So I was looking for all sorts of Jordan 1s that had green in it.
Okay.
For the Celtics nod. I already have the DMP one, and I've been looking for this metallic one. I've also been looking for a hardwood classic one.
The hardwood, yeah.
Yeah, the one that has gold and green.
Yeah.
I found this metallic a while back, and the price was all right, but I wasn't 100% sold on getting it.
Mm-hmm.
It was also like the larger size range that I wear in Jordan 1s, so it was a 10.5. I do prefer 10s if I can find a 10. So
but you would wear a 10.5?
Yeah, I could definitely wear 10.5.
I know someone with a hardwood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk later.
And it's so secret. Eventually, I realized that... So this is what I was doing. I was on ebay.ca the whole time searching for sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens there is... Or my shipping address was Canadian. Even though... There's a spot I can ship to in the United States. My shipping address was registered as Canadian. When you do searches, they won't put all the items available. Because the ones that do not ship to Canada won't even appear.
Oh, okay.
So recently, the Canadian folk might know what this is. The you Americans or people from other countries might not care what this is. Us Canadians buy a lot from the United States. The issue with doing that is getting the product across the border because customs will charge you duties.
And a lot if you're not careful.
So like just plain customs will charge you regular duties.
Yep.
Which is like basically as if you purchased the item in Canada, So they charge you taxes.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. That's what they call the duties. If you're using like a shipping service, like a UPS or a FedEx or Purelator maybe.
Yep.
The shipping company will charge you brokerage, which is like a processing fee for them having cleared the customs for you.
Yeah.
And that's where that huge sometimes, right?
Yeah. It takes
a markup.
Huge markup. And it's weird because UPS has their own like brokerage.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they got to make money. It's the way for them to make money. I mean, on an item that costs $200, you may be paying $100 worth of brokerage.
Yeah.
It's like messed up.
It's insane.
More on that later. Okay. Anyways, so we live in Canada. Sometimes we want to buy from the United States. It's tough to get stuff shipped over because one, sometimes the shipping rates from USPS or whatnot, it's a bit tricky. Sometimes you get charged customs.
Too damn high.
That's an issue. Yeah. So there's a service in the United States, which is basically like a warehouse. And they're like a forwarding service, or they provide you an address, a U.S. address that you can ship items to, and they will keep the item for you until you come pick it up. And these warehouses are usually right across the border. So basically, I buy something from a U.S. site, it ships to that address, which is in the United States. I get regular U.S. shipping fee, which is sometimes free, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And then my part is I need to drive across the border and then go to the warehouse, pick up my item, and then drive it back across the border.
Now, the border is not too far from us, too, which is kind of convenient.
Yeah. 40 minutes. 40
minutes.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm. That's right? Not horrible.
No, it's not that bad. So I opened an address at this type of service place. And so I started shopping. I registered that address on my eBay account, and I went on eBay.com and I started like doing searches. And all of a sudden,
bing, bing, bing,
sorts of other shoes were popping up.
Jackpot! Mm.
The same searches that I've been running on the Canadian site, I've been running on the U.S. site with a U.S. address now, and boom, tons of shoes. And I find these metallic greens for like it's an auction, and the bid was at like $50 at the time. So I just waited my time, and I got them for like super cheap, super happy.
Nice. Wow.
I got them shipped to that warehouse address, and then my next step was to go across the border, and that place is literally 5 minutes away from the border. Like the first exit, you just take it after you cross the border.
Wow.
So I drove, and since I paid so low for the item, I was just going to declare it. I don't want the hassle of like trying to fake it or like hide them in the car or whatever. Nah. Across the border, I go to a warehouse place. They hand me the item. For those wondering, it cost me $5 to pick up the item. So, and then I come back towards the Canadian border now. And
I
get to the customs, the security people, whatever. They go, hi, how long have you been away from Canada? I go 10-15 minutes. Literally 10-15 minutes. He goes, what were you doing? I go, I went to pick up a package. He goes, oh, so they probably see this a lot. And they're like, oh, okay. How much was the item? I go, and I tell him. And he goes, what is it? I go, shoes. And he goes, okay. He hands me my passport and says, thank you.
Have a good day.
And then I went. So that was like a win. Yeah.
Huge win.
It's up to them, right? Depending on the guy. They could have charged me for, had me stop, go into
I guess you'll see, right? It could depend from situations. Or
Next day, maybe they
or a different booth. Below.
Exactly. Like, or a different person working the booth.
Just the agents, man. It depends if they're having a good day or bad day.
Yeah.
Hopefully good.
Or, you know, they, you know, that's their job. They look at my face. And if I don't look sketchy, then let me go.
Well, and it's always harder to get back into your own country than it is getting
Rightly
to another
so.
One, I find.
You know? So that was I was super happy about that, like getting across the border. And I was super, it was like just weird to have gone into another country for real time 10-15 minutes.
It's true.
It was really bizarre that I was in like a whole other country for 10-15 minutes. And then I came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. So I had that's another pickup. Very happy with them. So,
nice.
Yeah.
I kind of get that same vibe when I go to visit my dad, because we live in Montreal, Quebec, mm-hmm. of course. I'll cross into Ontario and then cross into Quebec again to go to my dad's place. And it's like weird. It's like, hey, we've been in two provinces today, you know, and back.
It's that whole thing. Let's take a picture while we're like right on the border type thing. Yeah.
Almost. Anyways, let's move on.
Wait,
did you
pick anything up?
I didn't pick up anything. Nothing. Nada, Neil, nada. I might have something coming to me, but we'll talk about that later too.
Oh, wait. I did get something in the mail.
Ooh. From who?
Well, I had mentioned it before, I think. Or I teased it. I got a package from Converse.
Oh, okay. Was this
this is the Golf LaFleur.
Okay.
It's the geranium pink one. Mm. Ah. I honestly, and this is not, you know, because they gave me shoes or anything.
Yeah.
The Golf LaFleur, if you're looking for like a dope shoe to get that's like kind of affordable and will get people to ask you about it, it's good. It's really good.
And you got the pink one like you wanted. You wanted the pink one, right?
I wanted the pink one because I already have a beige one. Green I found was too similar. Blue is not bad, actually.
Blue is good. Yeah.
Blue is good.
It's a good blue.
It's a nice blue. But that's sick.
Yeah. But I figure my clothes could fit the pink a bit better. So.
Yeah, you're going to have to start wearing. Wait, they say that real men wear pink. So
yeah.
You're a real man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or don't. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So Golf LaFleur, thanks Converse.
What's that staple collab?
There's a Vince Staple Converse collaboration.
That looks really nice.
Two pairs. There's it's a Chuck Taylor and I think a 1970s Chuck Taylor.
Yeah.
And then there's the low version, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It looked cool.
The high looked really
nice. I've seen a couple pictures. It's cool. Like a navy orange vibe type thing. I know Sean Goh got a pair.
Do you know what's the story behind this?
Why Vince Staple?
Yeah.
No, I don't actually.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. The result was done.
I'm sure Sean Goh speaks about it in his sneaker review. So if you guys want to check out Sean Goh's YouTube channel, it'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the funny thing was, because every now and then when we get notifications from UPS that we're getting a package, we'll screenshot it and then we'll post it on our stories, mm-hmm. right? Sean does that and I started copying him. And
straight up.
His was like from Converse Canada, which is the headquarters in Montreal. So it's coming from Montreal. But my package was coming from California. Yeah. And I was like, yo, what's up with that? And he's like, oh, well, he got it from Converse Canada. And I was like, oh, okay. And I think the person I was talking to from Converse works from New York.
Okay.
He's in New York. He's in New York headquarters. So I think he shipped out from the U.S.
Crazy.
Which was weird. Because it took like...
The same time?
No. It took like a week before it got
okay.
to me.
Makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. This is weird.
You got some dope shoes.
Yeah.
That's sick, man.
From the United States.
Cool. Dope. I'm looking forward to the beauty shots.
Of the LaFleur, yeah.
Yeah, the pink ones. Now, would you mix the two colorways together in a shot or would you just on its own?
So, when the first... run of Golf LaFleurs came out. That's the Tyler the Creator times Converse collab came out. A lot of people, or one of the really cool shots that appeared on social media was the shoes in that bag. It comes in
Like a burlap bag.
Burlap is the word that I couldn't think of. Burlap bag. Every pair comes in a burlap bag in the box, mm-hmm. which is very cool. So they would include the bag with the shoes and you'll get like a view of the bottom of the shoe, which I mentioned last pod. It's very cool. The first pair that I got, I made it a point not to shoot the bag, not to have the bag in it. But this time I think I'm going to use the bag.
It's bag time.
It's so dope. So yeah.
That's cool, man.
But I have no ideas on how I'm going to shoot them. I'm going to talk to you guys about that in a little bit.
I like that. Cool. Well, let's get to what's going on in the world of sneakers. Alex, let's talk about the 5 years of Boost.
that we are tributing to this year.
Legendary, yeah.
It's kind of crazy that it's been 5 years already.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's kind of been longer.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's been shorter.
Shorter?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like...
Yeah, because it blew up, quote unquote, in 2015,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
But it actually came out in 2013.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, maybe let's explain to the listeners what we're talking about, what's coming out, and I think we're all kind of really excited about this.
Yeah.
Like the
it's giving me small fits because I don't know what my strategy is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just like seeing the pictures of all three, like all of them together.
I get what you're saying. So what shoes are coming? It's a pack? Do they call it a pack or no?
I
5 years of boost pack, but they don't come in like a pack.
No, they don't come in a pack, but it's...
So there's the energy boost, there's the ultra boost, and the other one is...
There's a... They call it energy boost...
OG.
OG. Energy boost OG, energy boost, and then ultra boost LTD.
LTD, which is limited. Yeah.
The LTD is very nice.
It is cool.
It is... It's
simple.
Yes.
But it has like some very cool vibes to it. The 4.0 knitting is very, very like gorgeous. Like I prefer it over the 4.0. I feel like it goes a bit back further.
Like
to
a 4.5?
No, but I mean the 4.0 knit for me resonates more to the 1.0.
Like 1.0, 2.0 in between there?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, okay,
ish.
So I'm not a fan of the 2.0 or the I'm not a fan, but I prefer the 1.0.
3.0
and after the 1.0, I like the 4.0.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I find the 3.0 knit is very elasticy, in a way.
I think it has its pluses.
It does
in the way that it resembles a lot the pattern of a Yeezy. But, 1.0, 4.0, 3.0, 2.0.
Yeah.
That's how I rank him.
All right. That's good stuff.
It's like Fast and the Furious, man. You don't know where to go.
Yeah.
So it's dropping. We're currently recording. It's January 31st. It's dropping tomorrow, February 1st.
Woo!
Chris, are you going to try and cop the shoe?
Which one?
The Ultra all coming Boost.
Out? No, I'm not going to try.
No?
Because although a big fan of the Ultra Boost, I have a hard time paying retail for an Ultra Boost because you're in the 210 to 240 range.
They're expensive.
Right. If it's your thing, then yeah, go for it.
Because
I won't have any qualms about spending 210 on like another shoe, like a Jordan. I don't know.
But if you had to pick one out of the pack, which would be your go-to?
So I really like the shade of, is it yellow or they're calling gold?
For me, it looks yellow.
So the shade of yellow that they're using, I really like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
It's cool contrast.
Yeah. On the black, yellow and black is
hard to miss. Well, it's the color of Boost, right? Like that of the Boost boxes.
Yeah. They kind of go together hand in hand.
Black and yellow. I really like the Energy Boost OG.
Yeah. That's what I was feeling out of all of them.
And what was I gonna say? Yeah, I'm. It's weird to think that it's been 5 years. I don't.
So does that like? Do you feel like that kind of dates where you are in your sneaker isms?
So, why I've having difficulties accepting that they're doing like an anniversary for it is, I've owned Energy Boost sneakers.
Yeah,
and I've gotten rid of them.
Yes, same.
Because I don't wear them.
Because I'll wear
Ultra Boost.
Chose the wrong size.
Ah, yes.
First time I got my pair on Energy Boost DSM, it was a 9.5.
Okay.
And I was convinced that it was the right size. And then it was this kind of like more tech fit upper.
Yeah. I remember the color. It's like an EQT OG color.
Yeah, there was this one. Yeah, and I had purchased one from the first run back in 2013.
Okay.
And it was very, very, like, way too small. So I think I gave them away to actually someone that was going to run in them. So
I had the triple, what they call the triple white.
Triple white, yeah.
You know?
You don't have those anymore?
Oh, I remember.
No, so I had them.
Okay.
And then I got my triple white Ultra Boost.
Mm.
And then I was like, well, I'm never going to wear this Energy Boost anymore because I'm wearing the Ultra Boost.
Yeah.
And so I was like, they were sitting in my closet. I was like, let me just sell these to get more Ultra Boost.
Makes sense.
So I did.
Nice.
And those Energy Boost and one of my first pair of triple white Ultra Boost, I had found because I was searching women's sizes.
Yes.
Larger women's sizes.
Smart.
So yeah, my thing is I sold all my Energy Boost, got rid of all my Energy Boost. Energy Boost is coming back in. Is it hype? Is it cool again? Will people jump on the Energy Boost train? And so I'm like, what do I do? I look at the trends, and if I can get ahead of it before it blows up, all the better for me because I can grab the colorways that I want without having to deal with resale or lineups or whatnot. That was my problem.
I have an Energy Boost regret. around the holidays, everyone was doing sales here and there. I think I was on Livestock's website, and I saw the run-through time Energy Boost for $100.
It's crazy.
Ooh, that's a...
It's good.
It's good.
What's retail?
Retail was like 260.
Yeah.
260.
So it's good.
Yeah. So one, do you agree or disagree? 200 plus for an Energy Boost is a bit crazy.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was two collabs. The Run Through Time Energy Boost that was kind of still
and
on
Soul
shelves.
Box.
Soul Box. The gray with the red line and whatnot. That one's nice as well.
They are nice.
And I know Off the Hook had them.
Oh, really?
No. Soul Box was the aqua-ish colorway.
Okay, wait.
No, okay, you're talking about Run Through Time is the gray, yes.
And the blue.
And the Soul Box is the blue.
Blue-ish.
Blue and black. Blue-black, yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry. Flip them up.
That's okay.
But Off the Hook had or has both. And they had them on sale as well.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I think my old staff picked them up.
Really?
Literally all of them. It's crazy.
See?
Yeah.
The trend.
They knew it.
Yeah.
They knew it. I was focusing on the Ultra Boost Mid. From the Soul Box.
That's nice.
It's on Ultra Boost.
It's very nice.
Soul Box.
People were like, meh. They're like,
was it the color that threw them off? That like greenish?
Because people are like,
teal?
People love the Kith.
Yeah.
And they love.
Run Through Time?
No.
I love Run Through Time.
Yeah, well, they're hot on the Run Through Time.
Yeah, and then that Kid.
But the Soul Box didn't do so well.
No.
For some reason.
Well, dude, it was like super expensive. Super.
True.
Like,
but I'm saying,
like, easy money.
If the Kith, I know why it sells out.
Of course.
And Run Through Time, there was a lineup. I remember people were camping for that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But the Soul Box, no.
No. Price are too damn high.
I guess, but I during the sales, I'm like, now's the time to strike.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like when I was looking at that on Livestock and looking at the Run Through Time Energy Boost, I kept trying to convince a bunch of guys that I know that they should buy it, just so I could be like, just in case they don't want it, they do buy it, then I'll take it.
Okay,
for $20.
So that strategy is interesting because I sometimes if I can't get it, I'll push someone else to get it. So then if they have it, I'm like, well, that guy has it, I can't own it as well.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's,
you're thinking about.
I'm thinking about myself.
Proxying it later. Funny.
Just in case they get sick of it quickly.
Interesting.
Anyways, the 5 years of Boost pack coming out tomorrow, which is Thursday, February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yo, we're into February already.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. Alex is like, I'm done. Let's move on. You want to talk a little bit of...
Let's do some more Adidas. I saw a picture of... Well, we've already spoken about the Kamanda,
the black and
gummish one.
Yeah,
this one, it's a collabo between, I don't know who what CP
company,
official is.
CP company is an Italian brand. Like,
I like it already.
Early, mid 70s, early 80s. Luxury. It's an old Italian like luxurious company.
Yeah, I love it.
They apparently revolutionized. And they made a name for themselves for a jacket that they called the goggle jacket.
Okay.
It was a goggle that had lenses.
The hood.
Yeah, the hood had lenses.
The goggles.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
that's cool.
I guess it's hinted. Is it official? Like we're seeing like.
Oh no 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 no! I saw it.
IG official.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah yeah.
Well, it looks fire because burgundy is burgundy is one of my most favorite color on suede.
Yeah. Sueded. It looks burgundy.
Ooh la 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 la.
Quality.
And then the word Commanda looks really
Commanda
good.
Commanda is fire. Commanda is a sexy name too.
It's a great name. Great name.
Do you know what it means? Or is it just a play on the word commander?
Yo, let's call up Jean.
Do you want to ask Jean?
Should we ask Jean?
I'll message him.
Jean, message him. And this is Jean Calif from Brooklyn Farm, New York.
A.K.A. at Jean Kaiser Knight on
Jean
Instagram.
Jean Kaiser Knight on Instagram. Yeah, okay, cool. They're very cool. We're getting it from the actual source. This is
the guy who actually drew the shoe.
This is as hands-on as you could get, really.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to find out that about the shoe. Let's get back to it once, if he does respond.
Yeah.
But yeah, that it looks dope.
It looks really nice.
I do believe that the Commanda is the next big thing for Adidas.
I was going to ask you guys if you believe that it's going to be a good franchise.
Yes, I
have good feelings.
Yeah.
Modern day with classic vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think that Commanda and Young One is going to be like our
the trend.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to
be
that.
Our Which is next big thing.
Great. Because like maybe the Pro Fear is too particular.
It's very specific.
Yes.
Like too futuristic. Like,
yeah, you cannot not be noticed in that shoe.
Yeah. True.
You cannot be not be noticed for your shoes in that shoe.
Yeah.
While the Commanda can meld into your fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
People would be like, I don't know where that shoe's from, what brand it is.
And they're gonna appeal to a lot of different consumers. When I say consumers, I mean non-sneakers entity. Terrasse vibe.
I see it being very popular in Europe.
Super popular in Europe, but especially also in Montreal. Montreal being very influenced by French and English culture from UK and stuff like that. I definitely like whenever we have like tobacco, sambas, like stuff like that, they're always like top sellers in
the
summer.
People jump on that.
Yep. So it's definitely going to be a very cool shoe.
Now, I was talking to one of my buddies, Hugo. You guys have met Hugo before. Mm-hmm. He's from France.
Yeah.
And he says that like the Stan Smith is the what do you call it? Like a stereotype for France.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently everyone wears Stan Smith.
Yeah.
I got to get over there.
It's and in Montreal when they first re-released in 2014, well, re-released after 2 years of being off the record, it was kind of the joke. Like the only people that were requesting this shoe were Stan Smith. Stan Smith were French. We're French people from France because they re-released first in Europe for Paris Fashion Week, and then they got in Canada like weeks after.
Yeah.
So by the time this happened, everyone flipped out, and everyone that was in France that wanted them in France and that moved to Canada because like. We know it's a thing. Like, there's a lot of French people from France that come to Montreal for a couple months and whatever. Everyone was coming in asking for Stan Smith. They wanted Stan Smith.
Very good.
And they couldn't get them. So the second we... Like, that first run that we got, that OG, the pair that we traded, Chris, the one that you have, the original allocation for my store for that first drop was 24 pairs.
Dang, okay.
That's nothing.
This sold out in like a day or two, whatever, which for us was like legendary back in the day.
It
was crazy.
And now it's like
hundreds of Stan Smiths all the time, like so many different colors and styles, but it's constantly a top seller. Like, no doubt that white and green one, the white and blue, the white and red, men, women's, kids, like. Every single style is always a top seller. You can't go wrong with Stan Smith, and it appeals to everyone. Nostalgics, the more like people that are into like basic styles, they don't want to like bust their balls on like what they're gonna wear.
Yeah,
they want a quick selection. They're super hard to beat.
Yeah,
because they're super solid.
They go with everything.
That's the thing because it takes so long to beat up a pair.
Yeah.
And they look good beat up.
Yeah.
So where does it come? Where do all these people come from that want more Stan Smith? Because if you buy a pair, it's going to last you for a while.
Well, so they're very well our made. Money, for example, our money is worth less than euros, right?
Oh, yeah.
And in Europe, they retail for more than they do in Canada.
Ah, wow, okay. Yeah. So they come here, they
so
see
when
the
they come here and
go,
they're like, oh my, maybe we should buy our Stan Smiths here because they're going to be cheaper.
Huh.
That makes sense.
That's what happens.
That's sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Yeah. Some education here.
C'est ça.
I like that. Guys, when's the last time you heard the word FUBU?
Well, I'm a big fan of Shark Tank. So
okay, so you hear it all the time.
All the time. But yeah, FUBU, for us, by us.
Yo, all I think about when I hear FUBU is high school, grade 9?
Yes.
Or even before that.
Triple extra large sweatsuits.
Yeah.
The biggest. The baggier they were, the better you were.
Yep.
I didn't think I was cool enough to wear FUBU.
I think I had like knockoff FUBU. I didn't have the real FUBU.
For us by me?
Yeah, something like that. But I remember wanting a FUBU suit and like the B-boys would wear, B-boys from where I come from, they would wear it like after dancing. It was like their after practice gear.
Oh,
you know, okay. Wearing
super
like basketball
cozy.
Shoes and like FUBU outfits.
Speaking of B-boy, I saw on television.
Yeah.
The name of the show is Danser
pour gagner. Yeah.
Danser pour gagner. It means dance
to win.
To win.
It's basically Quebec's adaptation of America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh, yeah. Cool!
Like straight up, they bought the concept and they adapted to Quebec.
It's great.
Kind of like La Voix.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is the voice. Yeah. So Danser pour gagner has a crew of people dancing, competing. That are very close to you.
Yeah, they're the school that I, the dance school that I teach, that I've been teaching in since 2009. It's called Rockwell Family.
Yeah,
and they've been selected over like they had over like 100 crews auditioning. They were in the top 12. They're already now in the second run.
Nice
spoiler.
but it's been voided.
Okay, good.
They were on the live show last week, and the boys are rocking Adidas shoes and full quality outfits,
which I found really cool.
Yeah, so it's like, super cool. I introduced Stefan, the owner, and the rest of the team to the quality boys. They've been in touch since then. And the boys are flipping their shit on their quality gear. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Legit. Yeah. All they asked me is like, and they've all become very like intense on sneakers and stuff.
Mm.
So super cool. We've converted them in like very intense sneaker heads and koala heads. So
koala heads.
Super cool.
Yo, that's great.
That's awesome. Cause
and they made, you know, like they had this, they had the, for the first live show, they had the red stripe trousers.
Yeah.
And, the my
it's
god
like a hoodie
yeah no the no no it's above all else kind
oh,
of like
yeah,
coach,
yeah,
coach
like
jacket
a, yeah.
sorry
coach jacket
my god with hoodies and stuff like that, and they had like EQT ADVs, the triple black from the Black Friday drop.
Very nice,
super fun. They're super excited and they killed it. Matter of fact, they were saved. I don't know if you guys remember how ABDC works. At the end of the show, after everyone danced, they're saving three crews, and then three crews goes to kind of like the battle.
Okay.
Yeah. They were the first to be saved.
Awesome.
Now they're they're really cool people. Very strong dancers. They're the oldest in the competition.
Awesome.
But these dudes have been putting in the work, and like Steph has been around for like almost 20 years now. The school has been open for 18 years.
Dope.
Yeah, and they won the actual world championship in 2013. It's the first time like Canadian squad like won the gold medal.
Nice.
Yeah. So they made history.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sick, man.
So it's very cool. They are very cool guys. Super disciplined, man. It inspires me to dance a lot, actually. Like, I'm seeing them. Like, Steph is like 38, and he's like, he cut his life for 3 months.
Yeah.
And he's like doing CrossFit and training and practicing.
Oh, wow.
And blah, blah, blah for 3 months because they
want
to win the
show. Yeah, we want
That's good.
Yeah.
That's super
So
sexy.
If you guys want to check it out, it's called Danser pour gagner, Dance to Win. It's basically Quebec CBDC. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Good luck to the Rockwell family.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's really cool that they're rocking the three stripes and some koala stuff. Guys, I got to ask you, what kind of pants are you wearing right now, Chris?
am I wearing pants? Oh, yeah. I'm actually wearing the white stripe trouser from Kofi. Nice.
Yeah, and I'm wearing the hybrid cargos, the black one.
And this is not like, no,
that was not planned.
No.
I'm also wearing the hybrid cargos.
Crap.
Look at all of them. Different color, though. We're good.
Oh, okay. I thought you were wearing the same pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing brown. No. Are you wearing brown?
Black.
Black.
So I really need, I need to, I need
the teal one.
You know what? I realized I have two pairs of each colors. Damn. Two blacks, two teal, two brown.
That's really nice. That's my dream. Yeah.
That's my dream closet
that's
right
like
there.
A backup. Then I'm like,
the boys are listening.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get back to our FUBU talk.
Yes. Yeah. So, very cool that Puma.
Yeah.
Is doing a collabo with FUBU.
And it's a Puma suede.
Puma suede.
Hmm.
Black, red.
Yep.
Very cool. They had the cool part was the launch event in New York.
Yeah.
At Foot Locker.
Was it at Foot Locker?
It was at the Foot Locker on 31st.
With the Puma Lab, probably.
Sorry, not 31st. 34th.
With a Puma Lab, I imagine.
Yes, there's a Puma Lab there.
Okay.
And Damon John was there.
Mr. Shark Tank.
Mr. Shark Tank, Mr. FUBU himself. they were all decked out in FUBU / Puma gear, so that was super cool.
Yeah, they did a tracksuit, right?
Yes, a tracksuit.
Like a Puma FUBU tracksuit?
Exactly,
I was expecting it to be more baggy, to be honest.
More old school.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting more into the times.
It's fine. Like,
back in the day, it was what? FUBU sweatsuit head to toe.
And then Timberlands or
something. And now it's Champion and a pair of slides.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's pretty much the equivalent.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's cool. Very it's really cool to see
very
FUBU
dope.
Back at it.
And we failed to mention this, I think, last episode, because the timing of the release was a bit like off for our launch dates of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jordan season of her.
Oh yeah,
Jordan one pack.
I think we just literally tapped on this for a second.
We spoke about it super quickly during the Extra Laces episode.
Mm-hmm.
There was a season of her pack, which is I think six pairs, six different colors of Jordan ones,
mm-hmm.
In women's sizes,
women's sizes.
Extended sizing going up to 10.5.
Everyone who's got a smaller foot is winning right now.
Yeah,
the colorways are nice.
They're nice.
They're tailored.
Yes. So, it would have been great to get like, I don't know, Cherry's opinion on this. Or
that's
something.
True, right?
But let's get our opinion.
Okay.
I mean, what do you think about the? You said you like the colorways. There's six. They're all pastel.
They're all like pastel-y. There's like pink, a purple. It almost
there's two shades of it's like a purple and then like a lavender.
Yeah,
and
it kind of reminds me of like and, yeah. Macaroon pack racer colors.
Macaroon, yeah. So, what you like them? Like, would you buy a pair?
If I was going to buy a pair, it would have to
There's a sand color one too, which isn't bad.
I like the purple.
Okay,
purple's nice. Yeah. I think I've mentioned on the pod before that I'm a fan of purple, but the green's nice. But that sand. It's almost got Vachetta vibes-ish.
Okay.
You know, if you see that from far away.
Sheen.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And that's the thing. All the shoes have like a sparkle
satin-ish
to them.
Satin-ish.
Yeah.
Type of look to them.
Yeah.
I like the pack. I like that they're releasing shoes that are, let's say, quote-unquote, women's sizing.
Specifically, yeah.
Yeah. You can't forget the ladies.
No.
But I'm not sure if they appreciate to have like these satiny colors.
I don't know, because so all the girls I've talked to that wear like sneakers on the regular, they're not really into like that flashy girly girly kind
of
stuff.
I think some do like having pink.
I think pink is like everyone. Yeah, all the ladies are gonna like pink.
I think a good percentage of the women just like. Regular, like OG colors, man.
They want the OG stuff.
They want the bread. They want the royal. They want the... Which do come out in GS sizing.
Yep.
Mm. But GS sizing quality?
It's different.
Or build?
Yeah.
Shape? could be different from it is different. Adult sizing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Like,
I'd like to see just like an OG released in like the right shape and stuff for the women.
Yeah. I wonder what quality's like on these pairs, because they're kind of making them a little bit more special than, say, just a regular release.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of making a bigger deal about it.
Let's delve into that a bit more later. I think Cherry mentioned wanting to come on the pod sometime in March.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it then.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We'll maybe talk a bit about, if she can make it on, we'll explain a bit about why she hasn't been on the pod.
Yeah.
But also why she wanted to be on the pod.
Bit of an update.
Yeah. Nice. So let's table this
conversation
until later.
We're just going to put it away for a little bit. You'll get back into it. Can we talk about the EQT Basque ADV for a second?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this shoe kind of came out of nowhere.
Kind of.
Today. And then, tomorrow. Dropped on us.
Yeah.
Alex, since you're a big EQT guy, I want to get your take on this shoe.
I was talking with Paul about this, and it has absolutely no reference whatsoever to the original basketball EQT.
Okay.
Like none. What's cool to me is that they've brought some of the kind of like iconic touches from previous retro EQTs into the shoe. So if you guys are looking at the midsole, there's like a kind of like a TPU piece near the toe box. This is the exact same piece that you can find on the heel clip of a cushion EQT.
Ah.
If you guys know what I'm talking about. But otherwise, the shoe is very cool. It's super aggressive. It's like it has this very triangular shape.
Yeah.
If you look at it from the side, it's very triangular, super aggressive. The sole is super flat, but the shape, the way they shape the midsole gives it some sort of like textures and forms to it. Super comfortable. I've tried it on. It would be like a true to size shoe.
Okay.
It's a very, very comfortable knit. Kind of stretchy. It's not prime knit, but it's a very stretchy knit, but it's kind of thick, so it's super fun. The colorway that they came out with for the original run are some are really cool, some are not as cool. My favorite one is the beige white-ish that has like the green tab in the back.
Yeah,
very cool, closer to the colors of the EQT originals. So I don't know if I'll jump into this.
Okay.
I was very happy for our Toronto buddies that Adidas like produced an event for the launch of that EQT.
That looked like a really cool event.
And to be very honest, I had no freaking clue this was happening. Like, so I was very excited to go through it on social media last night. So basically what happened is Adidas Canada invited all of their influencers and social media
bloggers,
like artists,
stuff
like that, to the Adidas original store as a meeting point. Like, it was a secret. So it was a secret event.
Yeah.
No information was given or nothing. Everyone was just like in the store, and I'm starting to receive pictures from my buddy Brian, the manager.
Yeah.
And he's like, my store is like booming. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, it's a secret meeting spot for an event. And I'm like, huh? And then all of a sudden, apparently they sent a bunch of cabs, like mad cabs, to the back alley of the store. And all their influencers were taken into the cab and drove to a secret location. And the secret location ended up being an underground parking lot. And that was decked out with green lights, EQT, the props and decor, and my God. Now there's like a kind of like a mini stage. There's hot dog station, booze, stuff like that. And they had a performance by Boy Wanda.
Cool.
So it looks super fun. I know Christian went. I know Sean Go went.
I know Sidewalk Hustle.
I saw that Tristan went as well. So it's super cool. It's fun that we get, Canada's getting more of those very cool events. They had a Profier party a couple weeks ago as well. Too bad we're 6 hours drive away from there.
Road trip.
But maybe, who knows, huh? Hint, hint. Maybe something's coming to Montreal one day.
I saw Adrienne Ho.
Yeah. She got signed to Adidas. Yeah. And so did Kate Renata.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to also give a little hint. Well, not a hint, an announcement on a podcast. Ooh. If you guys are ASAP Ferg fans, we are raffling off 2 pairs of tickets as well as an EQT Bass KDV at the store.
Damn.
Over the next 2 weeks.
Nice.
It's going to be basically, it's a crack the code, open the chest contest.
Okay.
So you come in the store, you have to follow Adidas Canada on Instagram and subscribe to our newsletter. And then you go on this page that generates a code and you need to try on the lock. And if you open the lock, you get a pair of tickets for ASAP Ferg, as well as a pair of Bass KDV of your choice.
Yo, and Ferg puts on a good show too.
I hear.
Like, I saw him
New City Gas. So,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's super cool. I picked up the tickets today.
Yo, that'll be bumping.
Yeah. So you have until, for listeners that are in Montreal, you have until February 40th, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not working at the moment, so I might be doing a mistake. But I think it's until the 14th.
It's around there.
So give us a call at the store, 514-315-9546. Or just hit me up on Instagram at 2GCypherSons, and if you have any questions.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's super cool. We're starting to have like cool stuff going on like this.
That's really cool.
In Montreal. So maybe, you know, maybe one day we'll have our private concert as well. But Kate Renata, like Montreal's own Kate Renata, got signed to Adidas Originals.
That's really cool.
So it's super cool. So I could totally sense something coming down the line with Kate Renata. So
I also think that... did they tease it on sneaker shopping? I think ASAP Ferg did sneaker shopping, and he said there's something in the works.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think he dropped something. So I could see him doing something with that basket.
He's the face of my he's going to be the face of the campaign. Okay, yeah, I have like tons of like, yeah, for basket.
Nice.
I have tons of graphic with ASAP Ferg in my store.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. Cool.
Yeah. Yo, that's really cool.
Yeah. So, sorry, we're just pointing at the
whiteboard.
The whiteboard with all the points that we want to talk about. There's something that popped up on social media, a custom, we can call it, I guess.
Yeah.
By Joshua Vides. I hope I'm saying his name right. If not, doesn't matter.
It's kind of...
He doesn't listen.
Joshua maybe he does. Vides?
Maybe he does. Sorry, man. They call it sketch sneakers, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
Where... he has, let's say, a white shoe, and he writes along the
basically the outline of the stitching.
Outline of the stitching, anywhere that there's an edge, he'll color in of some sort to make the shoe look like a sketch.
Like a cartoon.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really does, right?
What was your first impression when you saw like a first example?
First, I thought it was really someone cartooning a shoe.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw a picture on
like
IG,
from
right?
like something quick. You think,
I thought
oh,
it was
that's
an
cool.
App
yeah.
that turns pictures, like real pictures, into like drawings.
Yeah.
I thought that's what it was, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the first photo I saw was the Vans.
Okay. Yes. So it when
you old school
when
look
the picture
good.
On feet. It really looks like...
it's a joke.
Like, yeah, like a drawing. Like someone took a picture and then drew in sneakers. Mm-hmm.
Like if you were to walk down the street, people would be like, what the hell?
Yeah, there's like a weird effect going on.
Yeah.
So there's, like Alex mentioned, a Vans. There's a Jordan 1. There's a Air Force 1 that
they
made.
I think I saw an Air Max 1. I'm not sure.
Oh, so,
or maybe someone copied and tried to do it.
So people have been customizing their own pairs, taking his idea. And
I just saw an Ultra Boost, Triple White Ultra
Boost. Exactly. So the Ultra Boost, you take a Triple White Ultra Boost, you just color in the with a Sharpie or like a black marker or whatnot.
All the edges, basically.
As soon as I saw it on Instagram, I ran to my closet and went, what do I have that's all white?
I mean...
well, I'd risk it on the Superstar.
I would 100%
on
your
stripes have to be white.
Yeah, I have a Triple White.
Okay. So
get on it. Here's the Sharpie.
And I know where the they're selling the perforated Jordan 1 white.
I think
so
I know where
this shoe has like a black outsole, but it still works because I saw a dude do it to his perforated Jordan 1.
Now, the perforated Jordan 1 doesn't have the Wings logo in black either, right?
No, you have to color it in yourself.
But would you color it in yourself? Yeah. Or would you keep it?
There's a guy that used that shoe to do it, and he colored it in, and it looks perfect. It looks perfect.
Nice.
So I'm like, should I do this?
Hmm.
And it just, I find it would be a relaxing project.
Totally. Like, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Sit down with some headphones on and just do your thing.
Checking out Netflix and you're just like, now, just coloring it in.
I think that, I've seen this on YouTube and stuff like that. Angelus, who usually makes like pretty good sneaker paint,
mm-hmm.
I think they have a marker that you can buy that you can do that with, which is really cool. Use paint instead of, say, like a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Because I find like a Sharpie, it goes purple after a while.
I get what you're saying.
You know, like I've tried to cover up some stuff that was black and it kind of turned out purple.
Okay, okay. So I don't know if I would do it. At first I'm like, yo, it'd be really cool to draw it in, like color it in and then take photos of it.
Yeah.
I'd probably be the one of the only people in Montreal with a pair of shoes like that, right? Yeah. But then I remember that I have a pair of laser Jordan 1s.
Oh.
That are customed into fragment Jordan 1 lasers, right? And part of me wishes they were just lasers.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if investing in a pair of shoes just to do this project is something that I will regret down the line, you know?
If you were to do it yourself?
Yes.
Start with a very low-priced...
I guess.
Hit up Vans. Outlet Vans.
But then I don't think I would want two pairs of sneakers with this customization.
Hmm.
You know? So if I get the first pair and I do it just to test it out, then I'm going to be like, man, I should have just done it with the one. Because
the one that you wanted,
doing a second pair.
Got you.
Anyways.
Or you'll have such fun with it, you'll be like, oh, I could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know. Anyways.
All right. Should we move on?
Let's do something else.
Let's do something else. All right, let's move on. Well, let's refer to the board.
So, next up on the board.
Next up on the board.
Something that we did it last episode. It's called, we're calling it Diving Into Our Feeds. Last episode, we asked a few of us to pick one of our Instagram photos and to give it a bit of backstory about the photo. This time, how about... you pick the photo of someone else's feed.
Ah, I like that.
And that person. And so let's say you pick one of Alex's photos and Alex is going to have to explain it.
All right.
Explain yourself.
It's almost like explain that gram.
Yes.
You know?
I stole it from them.
Sorry, Sean. Sean Evans. I love your show, though. Anyway, let's go to Suji on Instagram. Suji. Suji Cypher-Sons. I put Siggy for some reason. Anyway.
Here, look, I'm just gonna
you wanna go first?
I'm just gonna go to I want to know about today's photo.
Yeah.
I have one question.
Yeah.
When did you post your last photo before this photo?
When did I post this photo before the last
You post
yeah.
a photo today?
Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
So I posted a clip. I posted a dancing clip.
Okay.
2 days ago.
How about your photos?
Yeah. It was Saturday afternoon. Saturday morning.
Not your clip. Like, let's say your photo.
Yeah.
So Saturday. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then today you posted a photo.
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly because of this.
Because
we're Wednesday and I haven't posted any photos since Saturday.
Okay.
Because I was basically wearing my Superstars all weekend because of I had like dancing stuff. And then what happened this week? Yeah, I guess I've just been too busy with dancing, like literally very busy with dancing and dealing also with some very minor injuries.
Oh, shit.
So, so I haven't been in the mood of like doing the sneaker stuff that much. And I guess today I was happy that I could wear sneakers outside and on my boots. Because, you know, like when you wear your shoes, only your shoes inside, especially when you only wear shoes in a specific place,
Yep. Inside
a specific place.
Yes.
Like we say in French, tu fais le tour, Genre, you're starting to run out of places to shoot.
Gotcha.
Okay. So like I'm not stuck, but quote unquote stuck with those two only environments, which is my sneaker room, my house, and store.
Okay.
Right. So today I was very excited to be outside. No, it's straight up. Yes. I was excited to wear sneakers and not my boots outside. So that's why I took an opportunity to just like put up my phone and like take a photo very quickly with my phone, and then just I had fun editing it. So
cool.
It felt good. But yeah, like I realized that I hadn't posted anything in a couple of days. So I had a very very good discussion with one of my a crewmate. He's into videography and like video production, like very intense stuff. And we spoke about cameras and lenses mm-hmm. over the weekend because he was at the show as well. And we spoke about iPhone photography, and like he gave me some feedback as in like and coming from like a general audience, not into sneaker, you know, like also like as someone that knows shit about lenses and cameras.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you realize that for what you do, for the type of reporting that you're trying to do through your social media, your phone does amazing?
Yeah.
Like he was for what I'm trying to portray.
Yes.
Like an overall lifestyle kind of vibe mm-hmm. of like little everything, me dancing, me working, me doing this, me doing that. Like I could get away with my phone,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So I love to create that balance, and I always keep my camera in my bag just in case I want to be more like
mm-hmm.
cleaner, whatever. But it was just fun today to just like grab the phone, snap a photo very quick. And it's one click, right? And it's only like, doop, click. And then, and it was like editing while drinking my coffee.
Okay.
So coffee, like ritual, yeah. like stuff like that. So like it's very that. Cool. So that's why I posted today, because it has been a while, and it just felt good. Yeah.
I like it. Cool. Chris, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Since we were talking about your green metallic
yes.
Jordan mids, the picture you took on the stool.
Ah, yes.
I got to ask you, because this is like one of my favorite elements of this picture, is I know, why I did you take the laces out?
Oh, okay. So, okay, wait. For the listeners.
Yes.
We promise we will post the three photos that we're talking about
mm-hmm.
in our Instagram story highlights. So as you're listening, you can scroll through that to see exactly what we're talking about. Yes, to get back to your question, when I got the shoes, they were laced,
okay.
white.
Oh.
The white laces were in. I pull out the shoes from the box and I say, oh, yes, the green laces are also in the box, which is great for an eBay purchase.
Of course.
So I'm like, oh, which laces do I use? And then I was like, let me be very social media dude and ask the people.
Yeah.
But how do I do it? And then I'm like, you know what? This is great. I had already had the idea of how I wanted to shoot this pair.
Okay.
Before shooting it. So I'm like, you know what? A great view would be using the laces that I have questions about as part of the photo. And in my mind, I had a bunch of laces leading up to the sneaker. So it would have worked if it were straight on the floor,
mm-hmm.
but I really wanted to use the stool for some reason.
No, the hanging was was great.
And then I was like, woo, what if the laces are like a waterfall-ish? And then I was like, how do I put the shoe in the photo? And I was like, oh, wow, it'd be cool if we were looking up at a waterfall, and at the top of the waterfall were the sneakers, but that doesn't work. So I was like, yo, let me use the laces and I will fold them in a way to make it appear like I have a lot of laces.
Yeah.
So you didn't see the lace tips. So you guys don't really know. It's only two pairs of laces. And I'll position it in a way that it looks like these shoes for some reason seem very robust to me. The leather on this AJ1 is very robust and very hard,
okay.
very harsh. Harsh is not the right word, but anyways, I wanted an element that softened the pair of sneakers. So the edges of, like, let's say the heel to the back of the shoe are surrounded by the laces that are just like flowing off the stool, which I was hoping that would create some type of balance in the photo. And so I did that. Overhead shots are fairly easy where I take my photos at in my home. So I knew I could get that type of shot. I made sure to include my my carpet element.
Yep.
To add texture. And I have a plant.
Okay, I was going to ask what that was in the corner.
It's a plant. It's a potted plant that is green.
Yeah. It's like a very fluorescent
pot is
green.
Light green, and the plant is just dark green.
Yeah.
So because I've been shooting a lot of Jordan 1, the tones are very like, the boxes are all black and red, and the shoes are all very like green, red, blue, yellow. The green sometimes will provide a break from just the looking at the shoe.
Yeah.
So I always throw that in as well because I'm shooting very dark these days. And because of the darkness, that pop of green just makes sense to me. So put that all in, shot my shot. And the lace effect that I wanted was there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was able to do.
Nice,
that's
nice.
Why the laces were out.
No, that's what I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, I actually took the white laces out because I was like, okay, I need to figure out whether I put white or green.
Yeah.
And while I had the laces in my hand, I was like, oh, let me use this.
Yeah.
So that's
what I wish I was in your brain when you're like alone thinking about
so,
these things. Like.
Dude, okay. To your point of you're shooting in two locations only and eventually you exhaust all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. So you've created your environment. You've basically recreated an environment for yourself.
With
the rugs and stuff like that.
Low key, I'm shooting in the same spot every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a window of time. Let's say when I'm at work, I leave work, I get home, I have like an hour before I have to go pick up the kids from daycare and school.
So it's go time.
And that within that hour is actually the last hour of daylight that shines through the window.
Yeah.
So I always use that same window. I'm always in the same spot. The floor is the same all the time.
Yeah.
The window, the plants there. I don't know what I'm shooting until I'm in my car driving home. Every day. And this is what I look forward to.
Yeah.
After work. This is after work. This is my reward.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where all the creativity comes.
Yeah. So I decide while I'm driving, I decide what shoe I'm shooting and how I'm going to shoot it.
Mm.
And then I have my props, quote unquote, which is the plant. I have these IKEA rugs that I bought, which I honestly just bought to take photos on.
Accessories.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And I decide on whether I use shoe boxes as to create walls or not, or I use my actual walls.
Mm-hmm.
And my challenge is to get everything done within that hour before the light runs out. And trying to create enough variety that people don't notice I'm always in the same spot, even though it very much looks like the same spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my challenge is, if you guys are going to start noticing I'm using the same spot, I need to make sure that the shot is ultra good so that you don't care.
You can't really complain about it.
I'm taking a bit too much time
talking about this,
but like there's been a bunch of guys, like a list of Instagram accounts that I have been following recently. Like they're all relatively new that I'm following, and they all shoot Jordan 1s and they shoot slightly different from each other, but they all follow each other.
Okay.
That's one thing. And I really like the way that they shoot. Like I think of them as the cool kids.
Mm. You know where they're from?
No, actually. Like so one of them's in Europe, one of them's in the United States.
Okay.
And they get featured on Jordan 1 Club. They get featured on Jordan 1s only. So if you look around, I'm sure you've seen them too. These guys, I've been following them and I take inspiration from them.
Yeah.
Because I notice how they take such banality and turn it into exquisite pieces.
Yeah.
And just by doing that, I'm like, I don't need to go crazy with the setup. I don't need to be too gimmicky. Yeah. I could just use elements, even if it's the same freaking element.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's why the inclusion of the stool in that green metallic shot was important to me, because I was like, let me use this old wooden stool to add warmth to this rough leather, you know? So I'm trying to do that a lot. And just recently, I was already following, I follow all of them. One of them was already following me, which is cool because we get along. But two other names off my list started following me this week.
Ooh.
And for me, it was a win.
Nice.
Like, I'm like, yeah, dude. I did like a fist pump. I was like, yeah, I got these guys to follow me back, because, you know, I guess they see that we're on the same wavelength. So very geekish of me to get happy about that. Mm. But this is what I was aiming for. Like, I wanted to be able to showcase what I can do within a space.
Mm-hmm.
And where I used to hunt for outdoor locations to shoot, and where I used to think that if I'm not outdoors, it's not legit.
Yeah.
It's not on foot. It's not legit. I flipped it and I'm like, I want to use everyday settings to turn, hopefully,
yeah,
like regular shots into gold.
Yeah. My issue is I'm feeding for daylight.
Daylight?
Natural light.
Yes, you know, I get that.
And you've been in my store, like shooting in my store is not.
It's
doable, but it's
very fluorescent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's cool, man. I respect that.
Yeah, you killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's going to be a big, big shift in my life in the next couple months.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll have a bit more natural light at home. So there's been some moves. I don't want to jinx it because it's in the work.
Okay.
But we might have more windows to shoot.
Ooh,
very nice. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Mike, I have a question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
I've been bugging you to see what you think about your freaking North Face boots. But because I'm trying to get real winter boots next year.
Yeah.
But first of all, where did you shoot? Where did you shot that box? Because the beams of light are so wide.
Yeah.
Where did you get this from?
All right. So I shot this at work at my office. We have a showroom for our backpacks and stuff that's like on the other side of the office that no one really goes into. And we're on a street that gets a lot of sunlight from into the windows.
Okay.
So all I did was, we have these big, not curtains, but like the ones that just drop down.
Yeah.
We have those and they're huge. They're like super wide, like 7-8 foot. You get like a 4 foot one once in a while. And I just, all of them were all open one day and it was super sunny. So what I did was I went over to one, pulled down the big side, went over to the other side, pulled it down and just left that middle part just to like shine through, just so it's like a beam of light.
Nice.
I put the box down. to position the box took me a little while in the angle I wanted to shoot at. And the other thing for me was, how am I going to keep this box open?
Yeah.
Right? Because I have the box, like, the top's on an angle. And it's one of those, like, it's not like a pull-off top. It just, like, folds down. I grabbed, like, a few things of scotch tape. And taped it on the side that you can't see.
Oh, wow.
And, yo, that box would not hold that tape for the life of me. Every time I go back to my camera, down, exactly. I was so pissed.
Like a chest.
But, I made it work after a while. Snap, snap, snap. I had to shoot my ISO really, really low and my shutter speed really, really low to make that dark, dark and make the box kind of pop through.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you just would have saw so much light.
Hmm.
But I still have not worn those Timberlands yet.
Mike.
I know. I'm slacking. I feel like I need to spray them first.
Tomorrow is the perfect day.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Please.
Yeah, man.
Let me know.
I'll make it happen. I'll do it tomorrow. But that's all that went down with that shot. And amazing. I'm so happy to have those boots. And I was waiting for the snow, actually, for a next drop of snow so I'd get a little bit of snow in a shot.
Yeah, because you wanted to shoot them first.
I wanted to shoot them with the snow. So I didn't want to wear them and then shoot them afterwards. Mm-hmm. I wanted to break them out fresh, shoot, then I could wear them whenever I want. Yeah. So that's what went down with that shot.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah, man. Anyways, guys, let's wrap up the podcast. And you know what's funny? Because we were talking today and we're like, yeah, we're just going to do a quick one, then we'll bounce. Right,
Chloe's not here tonight. So.
Yeah.
Wow. We miss Chloe.
Imagine if Chloe were here, it'd be like a three-hour podcast.
Yo, it would be a three-hour podcast. Yeah. I imagine he'd have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and funny enough, we have not stopped once. We haven't braked. Sometimes we take mini breaks. You guys don't notice.
Whatever.
You guys don't notice. You're welcome. Anyway, Chloe, we miss you. You can follow him at Chlorel. But before we go, we want to give some shout-outs to some people. Chris, do you want to go first?
Shout-out Converse.
Shout-out Converse.
Thank you for my golf flipper.
Yeah. Shout-out to Canada Got Soul on their Crazy Champion collab. Shout-out to Paul in Vancouver.
Shout-out to all of my staff listening.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Shout out to Quality, the Rockwell fam.
Yeah, man.
Good luck, guys.
We hope the best for you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, guys, that's been another episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Before we go, Chris, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Christopher.chu.
Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
And you can get me at On Air with Mike D. Of course, you can get Chloe at Chlorel. We'll catch you back here next time with another episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. You can get us on iTunes, Podbean, and Google Play Music. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to all our stuff so that way, as soon as we post the podcast, you will get it first. Anyways, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Later.
Peace.
Peace.